From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Today is Monday, August 11th at 8:55. And we have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. We've got some higher prices to start the week. And of course, report week it is, with the USDA having a crop report out tomorrow on the 12th. That's going to give us an update on production, which the trade is expecting should be higher, both on corn and soybeans, and a like increase in ending stocks as well. So we'll see what USDA comes up with tomorrow. Also looking for Brazil crop corn production to be increased as well. CONAB will be out on Thursday with their own Brazil production numbers. But news overnight was a tweet by President Trump that talked about China being worried about a shortage of soybeans, and the U.S. is there to help if they need some soybeans. And he was hopeful that China would buy some U.S. soybeans. So beans quickly traded up 20 cents overnight. They've come off their highs just a little bit here this morning. Obviously, now the trade waits for any confirmation of China's interest. New crop beans on the books right now going to China are still at zero. So we've got a long way to go to catch up from where we've been the last few years. So we'll see if anything comes of this tweet from President Trump last night, but it did perk the bean market up a little bit. A little bit of short covering going into the crop numbers tomorrow. So we're seeing corn up a couple cents and wheat up as well. But we'll see, obviously, expect volatility to increase tomorrow with a lot of different numbers for the trade to digest here with those production numbers coming out and should be updated. Export inspections out this morning, crop progress out this afternoon. Weather still looks decent, going to warm up a little bit again or stay on the warmish side here for the next 7 to 10 days. A little bit of rain around in the forecast through that period as well. So nothing super concerning for the market right now in terms of weather here for the next few days. President Trump and Putin are going to meet in Alaska on Friday. I don't know if that really pertains to the commodity markets a whole lot, but obviously from a wheat standpoint, looking to see if there's any solutions to ending the war there between Ukraine and Russia. So we'll keep an eye on that. Brazil's about 80% done with second corn harvest. That's about 10% behind last year's pace, but obviously they're harvesting a really good crop. Southern harvest in the U.S. is really good and continuing to move along. So corn harvest is progressing with some fabulous yields being talked about so far. And we'll see as that harvest continues to move north here over the next 4 to 6 weeks. As for prices this morning, September corn at 386, up 3 1/4. December corn at 408 1/4. That's up 2 3/4. August soybeans, 988 1/4, up 21 1/2. November soybeans at 1005. That's up 17 1/2. We have September meal at 279.30, up 270. September bean oil, 53.25. That's up 54. September Chicago wheat, 521.5, up 7. December at 541.5, up 6 1/2. September KC wheat at 523, up 4 3/4. September spring wheat at the CME at 522. That's up 4.5. Livestock markets are under some pressure. Expanded limits here for the life for the cattle markets here this morning after the sharply lower close here on Friday. August cattle 231.47, down 107. October's at 224.40, that's down 157. August feeders 336.60, down 280. September's at 336.92, down 345. August hogs 109.17, up 27. October at 91.22. That's up 55. So a little higher start here to start the week for grains. Continuing to watch what's going to happen with China and the U.S. in regard to soybeans. And then, of course, a lot of numbers to digest tomorrow. And that'll likely set the tone for the rest of the week, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Have a great rest of your day. As you finish listening to Morning Edition, think about what you value most about Illinois Public Media, and then visit will.illinois.edu right now to fill out a special feedback form. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.